The covenant of God is an everlasting covenant. What God says, He stays true to. But sometimes, when you and I are going through rough waters, we can begin to question. God, I know who you are, and I know what you've spoken. I know what you said. I know that you're truthful. But what I'm experiencing right now and what you said don't seem to match. And the psalm that Mama led us to read, Psalm 89, that particular truth is exemplified. God spoke so many wonderful things into the life of David. I am not going to break my covenant. I keep my word. I do what I say. I'm blessing you. Yeah, when your children mess up, I'm going to smack them, but I'm going to be true to my word. I'm going to be faithful. And when things hit the fan, David looked around himself and said, God, I don't know if you're really faithful, because what I'm going through right now, this storm seems to be so consistent, it's not ending. But the reality is that God is faithful to His word. Absolutely faithful to His word. Because we know that He, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, kept His word. When the children of David messed up and it seemed like what God said was not going to happen, God made Himself a son of David to keep His word. Is somebody listening? God can never lie. Whatever it takes to bring to pass what He said, He does. Hallelujah. 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 So tonight, this morning, I want to take off from where I ended last Sunday night. The Bible says, in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, that God visited a man. We're still on the subject, engaging the power of favor. Favor can be around you and you not engage it. We want to engage the power of favor. The word of the Lord says, and the Lord appeared unto him, verse 1, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked. Lo, three men stood by him. He looked, and three men what? Stood by him. He looked, and he saw what? Three men standing by him. What does that mean? It means they were far away. It means they were there with him. Do you see that? Okay.
But these are through the eyes of faith, the revelation of God, because the word of God says, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them. How do you run to meet somebody that is with you? He saw them by the eyes of faith. He saw them there with him, finished, completed. And then when he looked, he saw. One of the strangest things happened to me recently. This is the first time I'm voicing it. I was in a barber shop taking care of myself. And while I'm sitting there, I looked at the mirror and I saw my eyes. But I saw something in the realm of the spirit, looking at the mirror. I saw my real eyes, not my natural eyes. And I shook my head, and I looked again, and I saw my real eyes. Because you have spiritual eyes. But somehow God wanted me to see, even in the natural realm, what my spiritual eyes look like. Hallelujah. So you have spiritual eyes. And they see. They see beyond the natural. They see what has already happened that is about to happen. Is somebody listening? He ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. The Bible continues and says, and said, my Lord, if now I have found what? Favor in thy sight, pass not away. In other words, stay with me. I pray thee from thy servant. So he begins to do something. The Bible says, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. That's what he said. I'm going to get some bread and comfort your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. You came to your servant so that your servant can minister to you. Somebody listening. Every time God presents himself to you, he gives you an opportunity. Someone say opportunity. To log in. He gives you an opportunity. But the fact is, many times we miss the opportunities that God gives to us. God gives you an opportunity to serve. Serve. God gives you an opportunity to give. Give. He always presents an opportunity, because in the opportunity that he presents to you, he releases favor into your life. Remember what we talked about concerning favor. Favor is about God being with who? With me. He saw them with him. In other words, he saw favor with him. So he says, hang around. Let me go get some water and some bread. So, you know, because this is why you came. You came for this reason. And they said, so do as thou hast said. So what does he do? Verse 6, and Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly, 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And then he says, and Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good. Did he say anything about any cow? He said, water and bread. But now he's doing far above. He's doing what? Far above what he said he was going to do. Because this is the character of God. When you say, I'm going to do this, do more than that. They call it tip. That means you tip things over to your favor. Hallelujah. Now you know why it's called tip. You cause favor to come your way. I found that to be true. You know, when we, as we travel around the world, we tip good. And guess what? We get the best. And when we don't show up, oh, where are they? And when we show up, everybody, the whole, it's like the whole hotel knows that we've just come. Oh, these people, they are here. And everybody's running around to serve us. It's called tipping to your favor. You don't tip, and you come and say, oh, these people, they come again. Oh, let them not call me to their room. Oh, please, God. They want this, they want that, they don't give nothing. No, that's not you. Amen? You are a giver. Yeah. Now, I do not say this for my own selfish reasons. But the reality is that those that give into my life, I pray serious prayers for them. Those that don't, I pray casual prayers. It's the truth. You want to hear the truth? Yeah, some people, if the devil tries to come anywhere near them, oh my Lord God Almighty, I carry the big sword. Some people, God says because they were not thankful, they had problems. Even God, I'm created in the image and likeness of God now. Come on. If God says, if you are not thankful, forget you. Hey, me too. Hallelujah. So this man knows something. And he goes and he gets a calf tender and good and gave it unto the young man, and he hasted to dress it. He hasted. Do you have haste in your steps when it comes to the things of God? Or are you slow like molasses? Just dragging that, well, it's for God. But when you want God to move, you want God to move like yesterday. So he did that. Now I'm going somewhere. There's something I'm trying to get you to. So they did that. Verse 8, Bible says, and he took butter and milk and the calf and which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Verse 9, and he said unto him, after he had ministered to them, they now asked him, where is Sarah thy wife? Because she had not presented herself. She was inside. She didn't come out. And he said, behold, in the tent. She's in the tent. He said, I will certainly, I want you to hear this, because this is where I want to pull from. This is a key aspect. I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Are you with me? He said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. I will return, and your wife will have a son at the time of life. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind them. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Lord said unto Abraham, this is a theophanic presentation. Jesus Christ appearing before time. Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I'm old? Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. Do you know what's happening here? Jesus just said something. Yes, Sarah's womb is shut. She is old. She cannot have a baby, but I will return at the time of life. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying, I, Jesus, I am going to show up in the womb of that woman, Sarah. I am going to be born. I am going to be Isaac. Hallelujah. That's why God spoke to Abraham and said, give me your only son. Because that was Jesus. That was representing when you are in an impossible situation, God of favor will be whatever it is he needs to be in your life. He will be anything you want him to be, and he will turn everything around. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is that too much? That's not the first time he's done it. He did it for Hannah. That's why Hannah's son's name, his name is El. His name is God. When you face impossibilities, let God be God for you. It's the favor of God. The same one who said, I will make myself now the son of David. Because man has made things impossible. I will make myself the answer. Jesus is the answer. He's the husband to the widow. He will provide for any man and any woman, any boy and any girl. He will be whatever it is he needs to be to bring to pass what he said out of his mouth. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, he who said, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Those angels didn't come back, did they? Because that's not what he was talking about. He was talking about himself becoming the Isaac of God. Is there a need too hard? Without him was not anything made that was made. He is the word of God, and the word of God will manifest anything. May God so favor you. May God so favor me that we do not depend on man to do anything, but recognize that God will be anything we need him to be in our lives. They say, if you can get a hold of stem cells, you can from the stem cell create any part of the body. You want an ear? You can remanufacture an ear. You want a kidney? You can remanufacture a kidney. You want a liver? You can remanufacture that liver from the cells being manipulated appropriately to reproduce whatever it is that needs to be reproduced. God is the same. God will be whatever he needs to be for you. That's why he's called the I am that I am. He will be the bridge over troubled waters. Hallelujah. Whatever you need God to be, God will be that for his name's sake. God is not going to owe anybody. Amen? God will never owe you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of Samuel, it says Samuel grew in favor. Of Jesus, it said, he also grew or increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and men. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Psalm 102 and verse 13, the word of God is very, very specific. Psalm 102 and verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. I want you to place your name there. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Michael Efezino. For the time to favor her, to favor him, yea, the set time is come. He said, at the appointed time, I will return. That set time of his return is now in your life. In the name of Jesus, it's a time of favor. I say it's a time of favor. I say it's a time of favor. Favor God with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 35, Proverbs 8 and 35, we read, for whoso findeth me, talking about wisdom, findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Whoever finds the wisdom of God, and Jesus, our Lord, defined it for us, he said, I will liken a wise man to the man who came, heard my words, and did it. See, that's a wise man. He says, a foolish man came, heard my words, but did not do it. So whoever gets wisdom, the grace to receive the word of God and to do the word of God, that person finds life. And that life is in the person of Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever finds, locates Jesus, the love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the wisdom and the knowledge of God, findeth life and shall obtain, get, collect, receive favor of the Lord. You have Jesus, you have favor. Amen? And I reminded you, week last, that when you asked Jesus to come into your heart, you located favor. God with us, Emmanuel. He is in your life. Do you understand? His name shall be called Jesus. For he saves his people from their sins. Why on earth does God talk to us about that name, Emmanuel. Mentioned once. From then on, it's Jesus. Why don't we keep on hearing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? Because God wanted to settle it once and for all. That when you have Jesus, you have God with you. The announcement of the angels was about God's goodwill towards men. Isn't it? God with us, his goodwill towards us, his favor towards us. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying don't ever dislocate yourself from the favor of God. You can increase in that favor, but never go less. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, favor me. Say it again. Amen. He's favored you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 11 and verse 27 say, make very clearly, Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently seeketh good. The person who seeks diligently good procureth favor. Amen? This is how you engage favor. You seek good. Do you seek the good of others? Do you want others to succeed? Do you want to bring your best into the lives of others? God says, when you do that, you procure favor. He says, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. Proverbs 12 and verse 2 states very clearly, a good man, that's a good man who seeks good, obtaineth, you obtain favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. You obtain favor of the Lord because you're a good man. A good man? What does that mean? Then the Lord says, no man is good but God. So what are we talking about here? We're talking beyond the natural. For the Word of God says, every good and every perfect gift proceeds, comes from above. Every good gift, every perfect gift, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, nor shadow of turning, of his own will. Begat he us. Verse 18. Of his own will begat he us. How? With the word of truth. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Natural man is not good. But God calls everyone that he begats by the word of truth. He says they are good and perfect gifts. It's not the car, it's you. And God gives to you, when you practice his goodness, he gives to you favor. The favor being the fact that he is with you, and I will never forsake you. Do you understand? God being with me and never forsaking me, that's favor. Amen? Not forsaken. Hallelujah. 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 Why can we and how can we tie into this thing that God is talking about? Come with me to the book of Isaiah for a moment. The book of Isaiah. Chapter 40. Isaiah 40. I want to look at two particular verses real quickly. 40 verse 1. Isaiah 40 and verse 1. You know, sometimes it sounds like God is British. You say, what do you mean by that? Because he says, come for tea, come for tea. Isaiah 41 or 40 verse 1 starts out, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Last Friday, I was saying to the saints that were here, and if you don't come to the Friday prayer meetings, I don't know how to help you. You need to be in those prayer meetings because you go in depth and you pray the word of God. You know, so many people wait until they are in a crisis situation, then all of a sudden they want to know how to pray. It doesn't happen that way. You're praying out of panic. You're praying out of fear. You've got to be ready before the crisis, and then you are praying in faith, knowing what you know. When you speak, you're not speaking out of fear. Then when trouble comes, oh, let us pray. Oh, God, you got to do something. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a lifestyle. Amen? You create an atmosphere that causes the devil to think twice. If I go into this battle, will I win or am I going to lose again? And if you're a gangster, and the devil is, and you are the leader of the gang and you keep on losing, somebody will take you out. Do you understand? The devil's territory is always in trouble because he sowed rebellion. There is always the fruit and harvest of rebellion. The devil is in crisis mode all the time. Keep him in a crisis mode all the time by defeating him all the time. Hallelujah. He has to think twice. This guy, the last time I showed up, he beat me. When I went the other time, he knocked my head real bad. Or even my little demons, they were looking at me and laughing. Do I want to try this one again? Let him think twice. And think the third time, and the fourth time, and the tenth time, and the millionth time, and say, we better leave this one alone. Next time. Word of God says, comfort ye my people, saith your God.
Watch the words. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. It did not say, be comforted, my people, saith your God. That's what it should say. But it said, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. So what is God saying? God is saying, you, comfort each other. Amen? Comfort each other. Comfort each other. Encourage each other. This is what God says. But why should we be encouraging each other and comforting each other? Because verse 2 says to us, listen to this, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry, proclaim, prophesy unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Your struggle is over. He said, comfort each other and tell each other the trouble is finished. Your problems are over. God has overcome for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need to comfort each other. Encourage each other. You see your brother struggling, you speak to him and says, it is finished. The Lord says it is finished. You are an overcomer. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are from above, and that which is from above is above all. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You are more than a conqueror. Greater, greater, greater. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even faith. And you are the manifestation of the faith of God. Comfort each other. Hallelujah. Your warfare is accomplished. Proclaim to her, this is what you should, that her iniquity is pardoned. Amen. Your iniquities pardoned, for she had received of the Lord's hand double. Some say double. Some say double for all her sins. That's favor. God says, I'm taking care of everything. Your battle is over. And you know that iniquity problem, that sin problem? Forgiven, pardoned, and I'm giving you double blessings. For what? I messed up. You're going to bless me double? Not because I did something good, but no. You know why? For his name's sake. Because you know what? We have messed up royally. And because of us, God's name has been blasphemed. And God says, these are my kids. I forgive you. I forgive you. Okay, let's start again. Amen? 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 God is releasing to you today pardon. Some say, I am pardoned. Say it again, I am pardoned. Say it again, I am pardoned. That means that God has acid washed away all of your issues. Nobody can trace it in that computer anymore. Don't go about rehearsing your sin. Rehearse the goodness of God. Amen? Now, we don't go practicing sin. The word of God says he blesses. Out of the hands of the Lord, you receive double for all the sins. Double. What's the double blessing? The double blessing is one, pardoning. The second blessing is now reinstating you and positioning you to receive more blessings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God pardoning. If you have broken, done something wrong,
and maybe you've been in jail or whatever, you cannot go across to the United States. So you need a pardon. And when you get the pardon, you that were locked out from entering, you now have access to enter. It's called a pardon. Amen? We're not talking about pardon me, meaning excuse me. We're talking about erasing. Hallelujah. And when we're talking about favor here, we're talking about that which God does for you. And you don't owe him. Man gives you, makes, does something favorable to us. He says, you owe me a favor. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about owing favors. Because the favors of man are limited. We're talking about God saying, there's no way you can pay me back. This is an executive decision from Theo, God. Hallelujah. Dios. Organe. Olua. God. That's who we're talking about. I don't know what God's name sounds like in Ukrainian or Polish. We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Says, I pardon you. That means your faults are erased. No more record. Amen? Nobody can trace it. That means you need to erase it from your mind. Hallelujah. And stop talking about it. Glory be to God. This is important. Because God continues in this book of Isaiah to tell us more about himself. What he's capable of. And he says to us, stop measuring me and keeping me in line with other foolish gods. I am not in the same arena with them. Hallelujah. I have no equals. I am the creator. I am in charge. And when I look at the whole world, I see it like a speck of dust. A droplet of water. So don't you come here talking to me about how big your problem is. Because if the whole world is like a speck of dust, what do you think your problem is? He says, and by the way, if you don't know it, when I bless you and I bring increase into your life, it is going to be as nothing to me. Mama. Like nothing. We didn't even get started. We didn't even scratch the surface. That's the kind of God that I am. Don't you come here and start talking to me about, oh, this cancer. Cancer is no name before my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Diabetes is no name before my name. Hallelujah. High blood pressure is no name before my name. Tumors are no names before my name. Baldy is no name. Hey, I can cause hair to grow anytime I want it. Jesus is Lord. God is simply saying to us, I have no match. So don't compare me with anything and stop creating all these idols and calling them gods. They are not gods. But I tell you what, I have within me the capacity to not be weary and not faint. Have you not known? Have you not heard? That I, God, I don't get weary and I don't faint. There is nothing that's going to wear me out, including you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't faint. And by the way, if you don't know it yet, they that wait on me, they also are like me. They have their strength renewed. They run and they are not weary. They walk and they don't faint. And they do something else. They mount on wings like eagles. Storms do not suppress them. Because my favor is on them. Hallelujah. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry. Prophesy unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Why is that important to us? Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36, and I'll begin to wind up for now. Ezekiel chapter 36. We could read the whole chapter, but I will take it up from about verse 22. Ezekiel 36 and verse 22. God is talking to his people. He says, you know what? I'm not blind to the realities of the fact that you have profaned my name. You've not acted the way you should. And the ungodly are busy lambasting my name because of you. Says, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus said the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake. That's why I'm pardoning your iniquities, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went, your workplace, in your home, in the marketplace. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the ungodly, the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, said the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be sanctified. Sanctified means to set apart. As you begin to honor me and set me apart from whatever it is. And listen, when I talk about idols and gods, I'm talking about not just images that we set up, but problems. You understand? You can make your problem an idol because your focus is always on that. Verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land, into the possession, the inheritance I have established for you. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Jesus, our Lord, said, now are you clean? Huh? Now are you clean? Why? The words that I've spoken unto you. You are now clean. Hallelujah. As you and I receive the word of God, accept the word of God, that the God who says, listen, your warfare is accomplished, this struggle is over with, and your iniquities are pardoned, and your sins are wiped off, and in its place, I have released double blessing upon you. As we receive that word, as we receive the word of God that says he's our Emmanuel, God with us, as we receive the word of God that declares to us that we are head and not tail, above only and not beneath, as we receive the word of God, we become cleansed from every form of filthiness and from every form of idolatry. For God has elected to cleanse you and I once and for all. Amen? Hallelujah. Your sins, your iniquities are pardoned. Praise the Lord. Verse 26. He says, a new heart also will I give you. Hallelujah. Someone say, I receive my new heart. A new spirit will I put within you. Someone say, I receive my new spirit. Hallelujah. I will take away the stony heart of your flesh. Say, take it, Lord. And I will give you an heart of flesh. I receive my heart of flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
27. And I will put my spirit within you. Say, I receive and engage your spirit within me. It says, and cause you to walk in my statutes. Praise the Lord. This is grace. I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. So I say, I am a doer of the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm enabled to do it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Verse 28 says, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Someone say, God, you are my God. Father, you are my God, and I am your child. I am your people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 29 says, I will also save you from all your uncleanness. I will save you, what? From all your uncleanness. Not only am I going to cleanse you of that filth, I am going to save you from all your uncleanness. And I will, now that I've saved you from all of your uncleanness, I will call for the corn and will increase it. Praise the Lord. I will call for what? The corn and increase it and lay no famine upon you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say with me, Lord, I receive the increase of the corn. What is this corn? The corn is the harvest of the Lord. Jesus, our Lord, says, it is the multitude. Jesus said, except the kernel dies, it abideth alone. But when it dies, it produces increase. In the language of God, there is multitude, there is great multitude, and there is the innumerable multitude. Innumerable. They didn't say it right the second time. Numbers that you cannot count. In other words, you see the multitude and say, let's forget it. Forget it. We're going to be counting forever. This is not possible. It's the increase. He says, and lay no famine upon you. You know, famine happens when you are sowing and you are not getting the harvest. Everybody farms because everybody has faith of some sort. They recognize that if you put a seed in the ground, it will grow. But if you don't put any seed, you will never have. At least you have some potential for some kind of growth. And God says, no famine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone say, no more famine in my life. Everything I do prospers. I have the favor of God on my life. Somebody say, favor me, Lord. Say, favor me. 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 No more famine. Hallelujah. No more struggle. The warfare is over. Because God fights your battles. Anybody that wants to stand against you will only find themselves in confrontation with the God who created you and is with you. Listen, child of God. I'll say that. Many years ago, I said to you, the Lord just a moment ago said it to me again. I heard it in my spirit and he said, now I want you to say it. I said to you that the days are going to come and we may even already be in that state now when you will go and do business. But while you're doing the business and raking in the money, the business that you are doing, the contract that you are doing is not happening in this natural realm. And you are raking in the dough. You're going to work. They fired people. Even the company may not be there, but every morning you go to work. And that work, you are moving from one sphere into another. Because God says to me, to say to you today, I will be whatever it is that I need to be for you. If that means I will be your employer and I will be the one who gives you the contract, I will be the one that gives you the contract. You are going to have a deal every time. Do you receive that word? You know, sometimes when you're talking God's talk, it sounds crazy. But listen, child of God, the word of God says that you are the body of Christ. And the body of Christ cannot be plagued with sickness. So I will exchange my wretched body for the body of Christ. I say, Lord, give me your body. Sickness free. Disease free. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am the one that carries him, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And my youth is renewed like the eagles in Jesus' mighty name. I will call for the corn and will increase it. You know what that is? God calls for the corn and says, and I will increase it. This is God saying, you are blessed. And looks like this is, no, that's not enough. More. I give him more. 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 Until the blessing pursues you, overtakes you, runs you over, and you are totally overwhelmed with the goodness of God. That's what we're talking about. Be overwhelmed with the goodness of the Lord. No famine upon you. Verse 30. Watch this. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. In other words, I'm going to shut their mouths up. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about God so blessing you that it overwhelms the enemy and causes the enemy to be afraid of you. Is somebody listening yet? You can be so blessed that the government becomes afraid of you. You can be so blessed that when you come, even the prime minister is seeking to find audience with you, and you say, sit down there. Wait, while you cut your nails. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is a blessing that God can release upon your life that will shake everything around you. Is anything too hard for God? No. God is positioning his sons and his daughters. You know what scares people the most is that when they don't understand how you became that great. It doesn't. They try to do all the algorithms and try to figure it out, and there's no way they can figure anything, and they say it must be God. Let people say over your life, it must be God. Let them say it must be God. Because we cannot explain any of this. Yes. 31. Then shall you remember your own evil. God, this is God. God says, I'm going to so bless you, then you're going to remember. Oh, yeah. This definitely is not because of me. Your doings that were not good, and shall load yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Because you know, this, I cannot explain this. This blessing of the Lord. Cannot explain it. 32. Not for your sakes do I this, say the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded by your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus said the Lord, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be built. Amen? In the day that I pardon you, in the day that I cleanse you, I am going to also bless you. Place your hands on your head. Say with me, Lord, I thank you that you have pardoned me and cleansed me from all my sins, and you have blessed me with double. Thank you, Lord, not for my sake, but for your namesake. Be glorified in me and do for me and with me extraordinary things now. I am blessed and highly favored. 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 You are with me, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your manifold blessings, your innumerable blessings, our blessings bestowed on me now. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will stop there today, not because we are done, but because we just have to stop somewhere. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. What is the simple definition of favor? God is with me. Yes, Emmanuel. Do you know that God is with you? Then you are blessed and highly favored. Blessed art thou, Mary, the angel said, amongst women. Favor means that God has picked you. Say with me, Lord, I thank you that you have picked me. Picked me. Picked me. That's why you are adopted. An adopted child is one that is handpicked. Huh? That's special. Glory be to God. Say it with me, I am special. I have been adopted by the God who knows all things. He chose me before the foundations of the world. I belong to him. I belong to him. I belong to him. And he belongs to me. I am one with God, and God is one with me. We cannot be separated. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give a good clap offering unto the Lord.